morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history of a man named Daniel Lindsley, who in July 1870 embarked on an exploration of the Chelan Valley for the express purpose of seeking the feasibility of building a railroad along the lake, up the Stehekin River, and to Cascade Pass. He predated the photographer Lawrence Lindsley and was not related. We joined Lindsley on July 17, partway up the lake, but severe winds compelled his party to lay over for 2 days. The wind moderated about 2 o'clock this morning, and at 3:15, we darted up the lake. After going about 2 miles, the wind increased and we were compelled to go on shore. By July 20, they reached the forks of the Stehekin River, 15 miles up from the head of the lake. Also, it was the head of canoe navigation near the mouth of Agnes Creek. They found the Stehekin River went on to the northwest, and their Indian guides informed them that the Indians of the upper Skagit Valley come over Cascade Pass every year to the Chelan Valley. They are able to nearly reach the pass by canoe. On July 21, they reported a cold, drizzling rain, which continued through the night. At 2:30, he wrote, "We reached the foot of the divide, drenched to the skin, with cold rain that had been falling since 10 o'clock and continued incessantly for 3 days. There was no trail and progress discouragingly slow." On July 23, he wrote, "Early this morning, we finished the last of our rations of flour and pork and started down the valley. At 1 o'clock, we reached the point where we left our canoes on the 20th. Just below Agnes Creek it was, and found a note stating that Mr. Tennant reached here yesterday and had gone on down the river. Proceeding down the Stehekin this afternoon, about 4 miles, we found Mr. Tennant encamped on the bank. He found the route up the west fork of the river utterly impracticable for a railroad, and returned without going to the summit. Our mission to Lake Chelan was ended, and we retraced our way as rapidly as possible to the mouth of the Wenatchee, which we reached late at night, July 25th. The construction of a railroad from the south of Cascade Pass to the Columbia River by way of Lake Chelan would require heavier grades and the cost per mile much greater than a more southerly route. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.